ghouls. Son of a bitch. What are we talking about now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What?
Green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
Check. Testing.
All right, we're good. Let's just go.
We're rolling.
Hey.
Rolling into it.
Hey. Welcome to... We had to do this again. Welcome to Area 215. I'm Sam Hot Vodka.
This is Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher.
We're going to throw up.
Like, into the microphones, and then you owe us money.
Yeah, it's literally all the things that everybody hates.
For an immersive experience, if you go into your bathroom and sort of just, like, spray water on your face while we make the noises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're throwing up on you.
4D, baby. 4D.
Cool. So we are.
So we don't usually talk about throw up. Usually we talk about paranormal encrypted stuff, and then we make cocktails, and that's what we do.
Yeah. And today we're talking about shadow people, kind of. Yeah. And then I still have that song stuck in my head. So you want to keep singing it?
It got FKU out of my head. So you're
yeah. Great. There you go. And every time we touch... Oh, look at Maiden.
Maiden wants to be on the microphone.
Every time Maiden touches, she gets this feeling. Shit. And every time she... Oh, my God. I can't actually say it without singing it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really tired, but whatever.
It's all right. It's late for us now. 7:30?
Yeah.
So late. We're adults.
We already tried the drink for our first take. So, delicious.
I don't know why I held that back. I had some primo burps this weekend, like between music, and I wish I could have gotten those on recording for the podcast.
Yeah, you know? The other thing that everybody hates and everybody can eat my fucking nuts.
Yeah, listen, I have a demon inside me and it's a thing.
I have a demon inside me and it needs to come out, like shadow people sometimes.
Yeah, once we get sponsored by Monster and Twisted Tea, we'll stop burping. How's that?
Yeah. Twisted
Lie.
It's a fucking lie. But Twisted Tea sponsor us.
Like every day of my life, please.
And Monster.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Ready? I'll go up, you go down.
No. Cool. So we're talking about shadow people today, and I made a cocktail that I had thought of a couple of weeks ago. Never had time to try it, so I wang it today.
It's been wanged.
And it's actually really fucking good.
It is good.
It could be the high C that you brought me.
It's the high C.
Since pineapple juice is scarce in this town.
Don't really know why we had such a hard time finding it. Also, couldn't find, like, even just regular pineapple chunks. I came in with a fruit salad and was like, we can pick it out of here.
I mean, I was going to make a pineapple simple syrup, but pineapple itself is, like, not ripe right now. So I was like, whatever, I'll just fucking use pineapple juice. Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
But this is delicious. So, as you know, it has pineapple high C in it and I'll leave everything else out, but I'll say basil mezcal, which the mezcal's like kind of low.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised to hear you say, like, I feel the basil situation, like there's something like herbal in there, but I also suck at tasting. But I, like, there's not like smokiness or anything too. It's very approachable.
No, I did, I didn't do as much mezcal as I usually like to do, because I was like, I don't really want to like get super fucked up.
Yeah, the sleepy days.
Yeah,
it's like all raining today, and like I don't know. Everyone seems to be like in pain and tired, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
So, I've been doing this research for the past couple of weeks, but I don't know. I think like finalizing it the other day is maybe what started some of my like not being able to sleepness.
Sure.
I also did the thing where I sat on TikTok a little too long, and I did the thing where it's like, oh, if you hear something calling your name or, like, calling to you, like, no, you didn't, ignore it. You ever heard that?
What?
It's like an Appalachian thing.
What is it? What?
It's referring to skinwalkers, which we're not talking about.
Oh, if you hear something, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay, I don't know why my brain couldn't, like, wrap my head around what you just said.
So, like, weirdly enough, I, like, was trying to go to bed, and I swear to fucking God, I heard somebody outside of my window be like, hey. But it was, like, close, and there was nothing. There was, like, nothing else after it, and I was, like, literally on high alert. Like, I was, like, just about to fall asleep, and then that happened. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, am I hearing shit? Should I stop watching shit like this before I go to bed? But whatever. I'm alive. I don't know about...
Sam, I'm so scared for you right now.
Like... It's fine. And then, yeah, and then last night having a bunch of weird dreams. And I wonder if it's because of the shadow people.
Maybe.
So we're going to get into some stuff that we couldn't really get into last time. Basically...
Oh, yeah, this is part two.
Yeah, Shadow People Part 2. Shout out, Electric Boogaloo.
Pretty sure you could definitely, I don't really know what you wrote, but you could probably listen to this episode and then go back to the other one, but I feel like it makes more sense to go back to our first episode, because we're probably going to refer to some stuff.
A little bit. I mean,
assume you know X, Y, and Z because of that, but like...
So, like, the first one is, like, Shadow People, like, who are they, what are they, what the fuck are they do, who could they be, whatever, where do they come from?
Okay.
This is a little bit of one of the reasons of where they come from, which is sleep paralysis, which, you know, kind of can be its own separate thing, but, you know, in relation to what we're talking about, is fucking demons. Yeah. So,
demons.
So one of the most common ways people experience shadow people is sleep paralysis. It's actually a lot more common than you think. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
I don't get paralyzed, no. Like, I've seen weird shit while I should be sleeping, but, like, I've never had the same thing that I've heard people have where they're literally like, I can't move my body. Like, I've always been able to move my body.
So I did once as a kid.
As a kid, little baby Sam.
I think it was when my arm was broken, which kind of makes sense now for, like, some of the research I did. But, like, if it was during the time that my arm was broken, I was definitely on some weird painkiller.
Sure.
Okay. Because it was, like, anything I've ever hurt, I've had to get surgery on. So they had to re-break my arm. Okay. So, sure, it was after that.
Jesus.
So the one thing that sucks about remembering that I had it when I was a kid was most instances that first occurred during childhood or adolescence will continue to experience it in a person's like 20s and 30s and so on.
Sure.
So there's a really good chance that it's going to happen to me again.
Well, I was like dating somebody that had it for a while and it was like very fucking scary, but like it was kind of like what you were saying with like your dreams earlier where you're like, sometimes I have dreams that I remember and I go through periods of just not remembering dreams and like sometimes they just come back. But it was kind of like that. It was just like in and out. And like, I did try to like poke and be like, well, does it happen like when you're stressed or like, does it happen like maybe during times of like, you're just really tired? Like, is there like patterns to it? And they're like, not really.
Yeah.
Like, I guess kind of, but like, not really. For the most part, it's like seemingly random. And I was like, oh, okay.
So that was one of the things that I found out was like, if it happened to you when you were younger, it may continue to happen as you get older. Another thing I found was that it's not proven to be genetic, but it does seem to follow like a pattern of like blood related people.
Sure. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Though like, I'm not surprised to hear that at all, because I just found out they're like just now starting to do like genetic like tests to see if like, well, Jesus Christ, they're trying to start to do tests to see if OCD is genetic. And hello, my phone's on.
Who is it? Is it your mom?
Fucking death clock, baby. That's Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Listen to this later. I'll call you later. and like, I feel OCD is not very common, but I'm like, OCD is a much more like, I don't know. I feel like more people would throw money at researching it than they would something like sleep paralysis. So, like, I'm not surprised to hear there's, like, the genetic connection is, like, hard to, like, see right now because there's probably just no research on it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was, like, in one small thing that I read where it was basically, like, it is not necessarily genetic, but it does seem to, like, follow a thing, which is weird because, like, you know how, like, aliens follow family lines? So that goes back to the original Shadow Person.
Yeah, episode. I was gonna say, I went back and listened to that, and I'm fucking annoying in it. So sorry, guys, because I just kept being like, aliens, though. Like, I was just like drunk, just being like, but aliens, and you were like, yes, Buffy, aliens.
Like, that cocktail that I made for that drink is like, or for that episode is probably one of my favorite cocktails I've ever made in my entire life.
And you can get the recipe for it on patreon.com/area_215 for just a $3 a month situation.
Plugged.
Mm.
But yeah, so like when I experienced sleep paralysis, I didn't see anything. And, like, not everybody does. It's not always, you know, you see it. It does seem like the people who, like, see shadow people are people who experience sleep paralysis pretty often.
Sure.
Or people with other sleep-related problems. But other sleep-related problems can also lead to sleep paralysis.
Okay. So there's some, like, connection there, but...
It's
scarce,
like,
research, so it's like you just got, like, people saying.
It's like a, no, it's like a circle. So, yeah. Like, sleep-related problems can lead to sleep paralysis, but sleep paralysis can also lead to sleep-related problems.
I feel like sleep paralysis is a sleep-related problem. Yeah. So, I feel like I get, yeah, I see the circle. It seems vicious. I don't like it.
Yeah, so. I hate it. So I tried to break down, like, what is sleep paralysis, like, a little bit. I'm not gonna get super deep into it. If you wanna fucking do that, you can do that yourself. I'm gonna get into my version of it.
Google it.
I don't know why I don't blink. Why don't you Google it?
Do your research. Wait, what?
Do you ever seen Shoenice? It's such an old video that I don't even think exists online, but Shoenice, the guy who chugs a bunch of shit... There was a video once at the end where he was like, I don't know why I don't blink. Why don't you Google it? And I was,
that's hilarious.
I say that all the fucking time. But yeah, so an easy way, That's why I'm saying, like, if you want to look into it a little bit more, you can. I didn't want to bore everybody with, like, too much of, like, exactly, like, fucking brain stuff.
Cause, you don't need numbers. We just need conclusions.
Yeah. An easy way to put it is that your brain is awake, but you can't control your muscles or speak. It usually happens when coming out or entering REM sleep, so waking up or trying to fall asleep. Although an episode of sleep paralysis is temporary, it can feel like an eternity to the person who's experiencing it. And one of the reasons I feel like it feels like forever is because you're awake, not dreaming. But it's disorienting because you recognize your surroundings, but you're panicked because you can't move. And to make it worse, almost 75% experience some sort of hallucination.
Sure.
So before we get excited.
So it's like, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go.
No one's ever said, like, anything like time loss. It's literally just time takes a while.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, because okay.
That's, like, how I understood it. I just want to make sure, like, I'm, like, I don't know. Because, like, time loss is an alien thing.
Yeah.
Fucking time loss is, like, it's seemingly very different. It's just like, wow, that second took 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, the episode of sleep paralysis, like, it really doesn't last long. But I remember when I was younger, it felt like it was at least 5 minutes when I think it might have only been maybe half a second.
Yeah.
And that's, like,
wild.
I didn't, like, know what to do. I, like, just knew that I couldn't move. And for some reason, I couldn't speak. And I was, like, starting to have, like, a little bit of a freak out. I knew where I was. So it wasn't even like that. But, like, that's why I'm like, it's, like, weird because, like, you know where you are.
Right.
So why the fuck?
It's also, like, one of the most familiar places to you.
Yeah.
It's where you wake up and go to sleep every night. Like, it's like, that's your room, dude. Like,
that's your house, dog.
That's your house, dog. MTV Cribs, this is where I pull my fucking head at night.
Yo, what's up, MTV Cribs? This is where I fucking get sleep paralysis. But yeah, so, like, before we get excited about hallucinations, you know, not all... Not all hallucinations are dates with the Hat Man. Some are spatial. It goes into, like, that where you're recognizing your surroundings.
Okay, right.
So the spatial, like, hallucinations get broken down into three things, which scientifically, this is what people explain sleep paralysis, or not sleep paralysis, sleep demons and shadow people, like, in a sleep paralysis setting, not all shadow people, but in a sleep paralysis setting, these are supposed to be the three things that explain why that phenomena happens.
Go at it, baby.
So we have the intruder hallucination, which is the sense of feeling a presence in the room or the sense of a dangerous person.
It's kind of hot.
Some of these feel, like, a little too on the nose. Like, right, I'm not, like, right, it's like, oh, yeah, you feel in danger because, like, it's just intruder hallucination. And I'm like, bro, what if... Though.
So, like, Yeah, I think the thing that you were saying that happened to you last night, like, freaks me out because I would immediately assume it was, like, a person. Because I, like, always default to, like, this is probably a human being.
It's what it's what our brains want to do.
Yeah, and, like, that's why they do it. But, like, I would be that dude that would wake up and go downstairs and be like, oh, that's, I'm dead now. Like, I'm fucking dead now. And not because it's a human, because, oh my God, it's my sleep paralysis guy.
Nah,
it's my fucking hallucination come to life.
I literally just laid there and was, like, on high alert, listening to see if I could hear anything else and trying to pay attention to what Maiden was doing. And she wasn't freaking out, so I was like, I'm clearly freaking out over nothing.
So, you can listen to my fucking mental health shit on the last fucking Shadow People episode. It is one of my most favorite things about having a dog.
Yeah.
I just go, especially having, like, my dog is very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very anxious little boy. He's very reactive to, like, sounds and stuff. And if he's sleeping, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of insane.
Honestly, too, like, cats are mm-hmm. protectors of the underworld. So, like, you know, we get no mummies. The mummy literally, going back to the mummy, dude.
I mean.
The mummy won't get us with a cat.
Right, right. And 20 years coming up, boom, they're. We're screening it in a bunch of places. Fucking you gotta drive and go to it.
Brendan Fraser's coming over.
Do you think we could get Brendan Fraser on the podcast?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we could try. Him. We can try.
I could probably
Brendan Fraser, if you're listening, email us.
He's probably one of those people in Germany that listens to us.
Yeah. All right. So the second, I almost said the third. It's not the third. We'll go to the third in a minute.
Right.
The chest. Oh, my God. The second one is chest pressure hallucinations. This usually occurs with the intruder hallucination. It's the feeling of, like, suffocating or, like, somebody sitting on your chest.
Yeah, that's pretty on the nose. Pretty much got just, it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's also known as the incubus hallucination.
Yes.
Which...
That actually, way cooler name.
Yeah.
Also gets right to the point.
Yeah. Like, I know what that means when I hear that. Like, chest pressure hallucination. I'm like, I mean, I guess I know what that means, too. Somebody's sitting on my chest. Or
sure.
So then the third one, here we are now, because I almost jumped a bunch of shit around. Vestibular motor hallucination. So this is the feeling of movement. So, like, either in the room with you, or sometimes it can also be, like, an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
But it's, like... the feeling that something is moving. It's not necessarily that you're seeing it. It's like the three of these go along with each other.
Right.
So like if you feel like somebody's in the room with you and then you have this like vestibular motor hallucination, you perceive that person as moving or that thing as moving.
See, I feel like, and maybe it's just like the few people that have like opened up to me about sleep paralysis specifically, I feel like I've heard all three of those things in every case.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
to break them down into three is weird. I think you're right.
Like, well, that's why I'm like, it's too on the nose to explain something that too many people experience.
Altogether. And I guess it's so that you can allow for variability. And like, well, I don't actually get that part of it, but like, I've never not heard someone saying like, it felt like someone was sitting on my chest,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't fucking move, and it felt like something was in my room and then coming closer to me.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, I'm getting like goosebumps.
Or somebody's like pinning you down, like that's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, those are things that you can experience, but like, what is sleep paralysis? So, apparently, they're not entirely too sure. There are some things.
God,
that,
I love the medical system. I guess that's the research, but whatever.
But no, I mean, it's also just like the fact that we still don't really get a lot of shit with our brains. So
brains are so hard.
Figure it out. It's not my job, but somebody has to.
Yeah, one of you went to school for this.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm yelling at you.
All right. So there are some things that lead to sleep paralysis, but it seems like an exact cause isn't an easy one to answer.
Okay.
So this is, like, where, like, some of the sleep-related problems can come into. Sleep.
Pretty sure the mummy's at 30 years. I'm sorry.
So the mummy?
Yeah, it's 94, right?
So you get, I don't know. Okay. Have you just been thinking of the date of the mummy?
No, I looked over there, and then I looked at you, and I thought about the mummy again. I'm sorry.
All right, so the mummy sleep demon hallucination disorder is when you wake up every night, and you walk down to your bathroom and you cover yourself in toilet paper and mm-hmm. you just fucking think you're the mummy.
Okay, cool.
To lead sleep paralysis.
Sick. And then Brendan Fraser shows up?
Yeah, to throw chairs and to scream and maybe shoot you. Maybe kill you.
With a gun?
If he thinks you're a mummy.
What a guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you start over with what you were saying? Because I got very distracted.
I was talking about how the sleep-related problems that can make sleep paralysis happen.
Sure. Okay.
So I have a couple. I feel like they're all pretty vague, but you're here, and I'm M. I am MMM here.
Well, you're also a doctor, so
Say. PhD, hot vodka.
That's it.
So sleep disorders, which include obstructive sleep apnea, chronic insomnia, circadian sleep dysregulation, and nighttime leg cramping are things that they have linked to sleep paralysis.
Okay.
Which I'll have to ask my mom because she has the nighttime leg cramping.
Well, and Yeah, that one's like a little... I didn't expect you to say that one. The sleep apnea you brought up a couple times yesterday, I don't understand how that's related.
Well, sleep apnea is something that like disrupts your sleep.
It's just because you have like a sleep disorder.
Yeah, but okay. Have you ever been around somebody who has like pretty severe sleep apnea?
Only like in settings where it's like very controlled, like they have like all the things already. Like I've never like seen somebody like in a moment that they can't control.
It's literally terrifying because the person's sleeping, they don't know that they like stop breathing. And like when you're like next to somebody who like all of a sudden stops breathing and you're like awake and then you're sitting there being like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
this is wrong because like you fall into a very predictable rhythm of breathing when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's how you know someone fell asleep on you. You're like your breathing changed.
Yeah.
So like yeah, to have that just like stop, like pee yourself scared.
Man. Dude, it fucking sucks. There was like years ago one night I was like up all night cuz like this person I was hanging out with like I was like, you're going to die. You're literally going to die in my room right now. Like, it was like, I kept being like, ah, like shaking him and being like, breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very scary. Very fucking scary.
So this, I'm confused about why this wouldn't be classified as a sleeping disorder, but this has its own section.
Okay.
Because I think it's a bigger beast is narcolepsy.
Sure. Okay.
So narcolepsy can also lead to sleep paralysis. And some people that I know that do have narcolepsy, like the one person in particular is like pretty obsessed with the idea of like a sleep paralysis demon. Like I've never really asked him a whole lot about it, but I just like remember us talking about like a documentary about it. And he was like, yeah, like I have to watch that. Like,
okay.
So
why are we doing this? For you? Like, you're just, like, for the knowledge?
Yeah.
As, like, a form of therapy? Are we trying to learn some techniques here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're all right, fight him off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, narcolepsy is such a weird thing in general, too. Like, I can understand why narcolepsy would be related to sleep paralysis. But some of these other ones, maybe not so much. I mean, I guess I do. But, like, I don't know, just kind of falling asleep without the control.
Right. It's a very like switchable thing that like you can't switch that switch.
Yeah. And then when you do, like you can like, you know, wake yourself up, freaked out, but you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
So non sleep related disorders that can cause sleep paralysis is mental health disorders.
Sure.
So most common being PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety/panic disorders. This one I thought was like a little weird to put under mental health, but like I also kind of get it. Stopping booze or antidepressants can disrupt your REM sleep, which can lead to sleep paralysis.
Sure. No, I mean, I feel like those are all things that like I've had to realize are like just how things, just hallucinations in general can come out of. Like, that all makes a lot of sense. You're very right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that could be its own separate section, and mm-hmm. maybe, like, people can delve into that a little bit more. Like not, you know, like researchers. Like,
yeah, like science.
Yeah.
or like you guys, some science guy, someone with a lab coat.
Yeah, being like, why would this do this? Lab coat and like fucking like those magnifying glasses.
Like a...
Yeah, I was thinking...
This is an audio medium, so like...
I was thinking so they could look at cells, but if they're... If they're going after dreams.
I'm imagining, like, a jewel... Okay, you know in Toy Story, where there's, like, the toy yes, guy, absolutely. And he has, like, the cool glasses, and yeah. he paints, and it, like, is increasingly magnified? Those glasses.
Yeah, I don't know why they would need them, because, like I said, I feel like that... You could use that for cells.
Yeah, I mean, microscopes will do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, like, I want it to be wearable, portable.
People even. Who have all of those things should research that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then send me a pair of those glasses, because they're fucking cool.
They are cool. I would wear them. I would walk around looking like a freak.
Maybe we can go to, like, I feel like a jeweler might have those. You can go ask those guys where they get them.
Go down to Jeweler's Row.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. Maybe what? It could help us, What? No, there's a plane.
Oh, right. You live near a plane. I'm going nuts today.
I didn't shut the window. I probably should have done that.
Oh, no. I go on.
So one of the last things we got is dream patterns. So vivid nightmares or lucid dreaming, people who experience dissociative and like high imagining daydreaming
sure.
can also be susceptible to sleep paralysis.
Okay. Active brains.
Yeah. So now that we have, like, no true idea what causes sleep paralysis, we can get into the more...
Now that we've gotten like, nowhere.
We can get into the more fun stuff. There are a few common sensations that people experience during sleep paralysis. Electric buzzing, or feeling like an electric shock, motherfucking spiders, screaming, and hearing voices.
Them screaming?
Hearing voices, not or hearing voices and hearing screaming, not
oh, geez, okay,
not
okay.
necessarily them. So you can't say anything, you can't even scream,
right?
So it's hearing, like it goes into like the whole spatial thing, but yeah, spiders is apparently a thing, which I think is awful.
I like this whole thing is just bugging me out,
yeah, it's freaky,
yeah, like. I feel like I should be reacting better than this, but I'm just like, whew, processing a lot of this. Very scary stuff, guys.
I mean, this is a lot of the fun things that you can experience in a pitch black, semi-lit room.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Which is where I place myself as a person who's totally scared of the dark.
Yeah. I mean, we...
Some big baby.
We gotta sleep, dog. As we said before, you know, there's creatures that people see. You know, we know shadow people. We know the Hat Man. Literally all the things that people already know. But I found a couple other things. There's also the hag, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Yeah! That was cool.
Nah, for real, though. It's just the hag and the witch.
Okay, well, I bet there's they had
no,
a wardrobe.
There's no haunting wardrobe.
They had no clothes. They were witches.
I wish there was a haunted wardrobe that would just come to me when I'm sleeping.
That would be so sick.
I mean, it sounds cool, but maybe not.
I don't know. Hopefully, they, like, I always feel like this is so stupid. That's such a stupid thought. I don't even say it. Go on.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Yeah, let's just go. All right, so we got the hag, or the night hag, or the old hag, who is actually found in a few different cultures' folklore, but seems to be, like, pretty popular in Scandinavia and Newfoundland with, like, movies made about her and sure. stuff. So she crawls up from the foot of your bed, sits on your chest, pinning you to the bed. Some say she'll try to seduce you, so she kind of seems like she's a succubi.
Yeah, that does seem very succubi.
Like, the Scandinavian folklore I thought was, like, kind of cool. So sleep paralysis is caused by a mare, which is a succubi or an incubi, which is essentially the hag.
Wait, how do you spell that?
The mare, M-A-R-E.
Okay, like a horse.
The mare is a damned woman who is cursed and her body is carried mysteriously during sleep and without her noticing. In this state, she visits villagers to sit on their rib cages while they sleep, causing them to experience nightmares. And yeah, there's a movie about it. It's called Marina or Marine. I don't know. I can't read.
Like, fuck that.
And it's basically the same thing.
What's she look like?
It seems like she can look a couple different ways. Like, some people say that she's naked. Some people say that she has raggedy clothes. Some people say that she's kind of, like, short and chubby. Some other people say that she's tall and skinny. Like, sure. Seems like she can come in various sizes.
Sure. I'm very, like, maybe it's because I just watched A Witch. Fuck that fucking movie. I don't really know what people are like. Oh, my God. That movie made me so sad. /
The Witch? That Vitch. One? Yeah, I couldn't get through.
Dude, no one told me kids died, and I was just like, fuck this shit. And then, like, the ending, I was like, that's on the nose. But I'm just, like, imagining... Did you see what The Witch looked like in that?
No, I couldn't get past, like, the first 15 minutes of it. I'm not going to lie.
It was, like...
I thought it was boring.
I don't really understand why people were like, oh, my God, it's the greatest horror movie ever. Like, whatever. Have your taste. Do your thing. But she looks... it sort of reminds me of the woman from The Shining in the bathtub.
Okay.
Sort of like that, but, like, not so waterlogged. Like, that's what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
When you're saying that's just crawling onto your chest and being like, you dream shitty now.
Yeah,
like,
haha.
Fucking idiot.
I'm going to sit on you until you dream bad.
Yeah, like...
Except more horrifying.
Yeah, because that lady also makes me, like, kind of puke a little bit. Like, it's just like, I'm like, don't touch me.
Yeah. You're just, like, can't move. Eyes opened, like, but, like, in your brain.
Awful, yeah. Okay.
So then we got the witch.
Different witch.
Yeah, different witch. The witch seems to be pretty fucking close, if not the same thing as the hag.
Okay, right.
Couldn't find a lot about the witch, and anything that would talk about her would immediately then start calling her a hag. So I feel like
they're, like, fairly interchangeable names.
Yeah, that's why, like, I just kind of think that, like, it probably depends on the way that you see them.
Right, which depends on you as an individual and, like, your specific brain doing stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know why, now, reading this, but I said that it kind of reminds me of The Maiden, the Mother, and the Crone. Oh, I remember why. I literally say it right now. The Maiden...
Wow, you really helped you out there.
Thanks, me. Should read more. So The Maiden, like, when people experience a succubi, I feel like can be pretty closely related to a maiden. Like, you know, fucking sex-craved, like, kind of deprived a little bit, like, weird, lustful. The Mother, which I said... I feel like is the witch, and then we got the crone, which is the hag.
Sure, no, I... Yeah.
They're all the same creature, but there's different variations of them.
Yeah, like, they... Not that they evolve, but, like, they're different forms, or, like, however we need to say that to make it... So it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, Maiden, Mother, and Crone, they all kind of seem like the same exact thing.
Yeah. Like, it's not even an interchange. Whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? We're really good at this. We're explaining this so good, and you guys know what we're talking about.
We're just tired.
Actually, you did say it really well, so I'm just being an asshole.
You're fine. I don't think you're being an asshole at all. Wow. I'm going to drink some of this kombucha.
Fucking yeah, dude.
Yeah, because this cocktail's done, ain't she?
Yeah, you want some of this Hallertau? Just human robot too, right? Human robot, Hallertau pills. I drank most of it, because I should have brought water up here, but I didn't.
You're fine. That's delicious.
It's a good time.
I've had that beer before. Yeah. It's she good one.
She a good one. Got a dog on it.
So one of the other things I kind of wanted to get into was what happens when we sleep, right? No. Like,
I'm sorry. It's a great question. It just sounds so silly when you say it. Like, what happens when we sleep, guys? Yeah, like, what's going on?
What's
here?
Happening? But it's like. These are things that we experience during sleep. So, like, where, like, do they come from? Like, where are these shadow people, like, coming from? Like,
even if it's, like, where are we experiencing this from, like, in our brain? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, why would, even if this thing isn't real, I understand the hallucinations, but, like, why? Like, where is this, like, thought even, like, really coming from, like...
We didn't need an origin, either, like, a location or, like...
Or, like, where are these shadow people, like, do they... Are they, like, oh, shit, that house over there, that guy's got sleep paralysis, let's go.
Right.
Like...
And then they just, like, mosey up the street, or...
Yeah, where else could they come from? So there are some that believe that we enter a different dimension or an alternate reality when we go to sleep. Shadow people, the hag.
Sounds like some hippie shit. Sorry.
Well, that's why I didn't, like, there was so much stuff on this that was hippie shit that I was like, I ain't reading this. I was like, literally, was like, I'm not fucking reading this. I'm not going to sit here and be like, ah, we reach an ethereal plane through our dreams. Like, nah, dude, talk to me about the alternate dream reality. Nothing about hippiness. Right, don't want to hear it. Fuck off.
I'm just being a dick, but like.
No, seriously.
I really like, very much hear you on that.
That's why I didn't read them.
Just like, I start rolling my eyes. I'm like, okay, guys. All right.
So I think, like, that's kind of a bit of the problem about, like, this idea of, like, when we dream, do we enter an alternate reality?
Right.
Because there is so much, like, weird hippie bullshit that I didn't want to read. So, sorry. But I wanted to find something that was, like, a little bit less, like, PC and, like, peaceful.
Right.
PC, I meant, like...
Not
like,
PC, but PC.
Like, yeah, like hey, peace like, with the... Yeah.
Give peace a thing.
So a little bit of this is speculation, mainly because I know that I've read this and I know that I've fucking heard this shit before.
So we got unsourced theories, so shut up about it because they make sense.
No, I've read them on like Reddit, like things, whatever threads.
They don't have sources, but they are unsourced.
There's no like scientific research for this, but I know that this is like a common thought process.
Sure.
So shadow people, the hag, and the hat man are all creatures that are said to live in the dimension that we go to when we sleep. Dimension, reality, whatever. And it's thought that they travel back to our reality with us through our dreams. And that's why we see them in that like cross realm sleep paralysis slash our world like that. Like
it's a very Monsters, Inc. type situation in my brain. Like I understand that the door part of that is very weird, but it's like I feel like they weirdly explain it in Monsters, Inc. Like, okay.
You know where else where my brain goes for that? Hook.
Yes.
When Tinkerbell is like, I exist on the plane where you're half dreaming, half asleep.
That's probably a better one, but I thought Monsters, Inc. immediately because I'm an adult. And that's what I do.
Immediately went to Hook.
Yeah, you're right. Always listen to Tink.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like another one where it's a fantastical world, which like, technically, yeah, that is maybe where we're going when we sleep. But not all parts of that world are good.
Sure.
So there are like other creatures that also live on these planes, some of them not being good, some of them being, you know, probably like neutral. But these three horrors and their buds, the shadow people, we see during sleep paralysis are some of the bad ones. There are other things that are out there that live in this dimension. Right. For some reason, these are some of the ones that come with us.
And it's interesting that they're tied so specifically to sleep paralysis. Like, it's just...
Yeah. So...
It's almost like they have level 9 access.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they get the ability to go to those people and...
Well, I think a little bit of it, too, is, like, so there are some places that, like, if this is true, that we go somewhere different when we sleep, there is supposed to be parts of that world that you don't go to. You're not allowed to. You shouldn't go to, at least.
You being the person dreaming?
Or yes.
You
being the person dreaming. That's where these things start to live. So the further into the dimension that you travel, the more dangerous it can be. So that's why when, like, people lucid dream or astral project, like, there's some people that are like, that shit's dangerous. Don't fucking do it.
Don't go over there.
Consciously entering parts of that reality that you shouldn't can bring back shadow people and all this, but sometimes it'll happen even when you're normal dreaming that you don't even fucking you're not consciously entering that part of the reality that you're not supposed to. And I wonder if like shadow people are like some of the like shadow people are like the first, like if you go a little bit into that level and then the further that you get in is like the more demonic shit that you start to find or like, starts attaching to you.
These are like the lower level demons and there's like there are they're the ones that are supposed to scare you off from, like, the big bads.
Well, we said it in the other one, where shadow people, essentially, in a sleep paralysis setting, are the Hat Man's buds. Like, cronies. Like, that's like, that's their guy. They're going to do his bidding.
But, like, then...
That's their Tony Soprano.
Well, those are, like, all your, like, dudes that you kill to get the power to kill the boss.
Yeah.
The boss is the shadow, like, people. Or not the shadow. There's the shadow people, and then there's, like, the Hat Man, the Hag, and the witch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to...
And then, like, all of a sudden you realize there's another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're, like, talking about, like, beyond that. Yeah, whoa. Okay, all right. Yeah. This is, like...
Something, like, that going further into it is, like, I think the more dangerous it could be. And, like I said, that's all speculation. I have no proof for that.
Well, we learned that from people who say they astral project and such. Like, yeah. That's why they... Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, and it's, like, I know that it's, like, lore somewhere. Like even if it's been established through, like, movies and, like fiction.
Right.
Like, at this point, like, I'm just going to be, like, sure. Yeah. I could definitely fucking see that.
Hey, if it's fun and we like it.
It's fun to me.
It feels good. We go, okay.
I mean, so then the other thing is, like, this could all just be interpretations of the brain, doing brain things, finding faces in the dark. Yeah, fuck you, brain. Yeah, I mean, that is it, though. It's like, there's always going to be that, like, weird loop around with this topic of,
so,
like...
So I'm booing, but, like, that's usually where I stand.
Yeah.
So, like... I don't know. I feel like I just get, I want to be like, yeah, about all this. And like, that seems like it's like not more fun.
It's more fun
to like deal with mental illness that way. But like, sometimes I do bum myself out, be like, it's my brain. Like, I wish I was just like, no, that's my Hat Man.
I mean, I don't know. We've always talked about, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's my Hat Man, dude. Like, it's fine.
All right. Yeah. I mean, like, thing to say. Sam said it too. So I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the brain does. It finds faces in the dark, and if you can't move, you're gonna fucking panic. Creating your own mini horror movie for, like, that little bit that you're experiencing it.
For a long time, little bit.
And then I think the other part of it is, like, when we dwell on these things, they tend to reappear during sleep states because our subconscious and conscious brain nonstop thinking about them. Like, you ever get that, like, really bad nightmare? Like, one that just, like, sticks with you for your whole life.
Dude, are we share nightmares right now? Because, like, I'm about, like,
Well, it's funny
because,
like, I wrote that a couple days ago, and then I had a fuck ton of awful dreams last night. And, like, they weren't enough to live with me, but I have had ones that, like, live with me. And well, I'm, you, like, weird.
We've talked about, like, I don't really dream, or I don't really remember my dreams because I've been smoking weed for a really long time. So, like... The dreams that I remember from my childhood that, like, really scarred me, it's just, like, shit that, like, I always think. Like, I constantly think about this terrifying dream that I had. Scooby-Doo got killed. It made me really sad. It was awful. Clown came, stabbed him in the nose, and then he bled out in front of me, and I was, like, 4. And then I had it, like, continually. That shit is awful. Forget why I'm saying this. I just started thinking about the dream.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, even if you were, like... a baby, you have that memory that, like, it's there. It's not gonna go away. And, like, I wonder if, like, those memories can force our brains to do shit, like, create a fucking witch that sits on your chest and tries to diddle you.
Sure.
Like, I don't know.
Call me. Like, come diddle me, baby. Like, what was that? I just read something that was like, what if your sleep paralysis demon makes you horny? They're like, that's a succubus.
Yeah,
like, that's just what that is. But I feel like kind of the sentiment of what you're saying about, like, it happens, and then because it happens and you're thinking about it, it happens more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it might just be my experience, but just a hallucination thing. Like, yeah. It's like you almost have to, like, completely forget that you're having them or they're not gonna go away.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very frustrating because it causes more stress, which is then not good for you. And I'm sure if you have sleep disorders,
yep,
stress is not that great for you.
Panic anxiety disorders.
Panic anxiety disorders, same fucking way. Like, yeah. Any of the stuff you mentioned earlier, like, I feel like it's just, those are the things that are, like, naturally repetitive.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, a constant stupid little vicious circle.
Yeah. I was actually, like...
Oh, back to the beginning of the episode when you said the fucking... Dude, bro! Yeah,
it's a full circle, dude. I feel like sleep paralysis, demons... are going to be as fucking looping around like NASCAR
500 race, baby.
Until somebody fucking really figures out this our fucking brains, dog.
Right, right.
So like,
I hope my sleep paralysis demon is Dale Earnhardt.
I hope my sleep paralysis demon is
Gravedigger.
Yeah. Just a fucking big ass monster truck just hiding in my closet.
Vroom, this is completely off topic, but I said the funniest thing the other day because I'm going to Monster Jam. You should come to Monster Jam.
Oh, dude, there. Monster Jam rules.
May 4th, we're going, baby. $23.
Damn.
Fucking link, the link.
The link.
But I was like, yeah, Gravedigger's coming out of retirement for the 37th time, and the Ramones are playing, and I don't think. I don't think I've made myself laugh so hard. Yeah, why'd I bring up Gravedigger? 500, because it's just a circle.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Gravedigger doesn't go in a circle, but, like, you know, other cars can. He goes in circles,
but the NASCAR, I don't know.
He
I,
goes in
I
different circles. He goes, like, small, like.
Gravedigger, NASCAR, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back to the original point, probably.
So, I mean, the last, like, little point that I was just going to make is, like, I've never lucid dreamed or astral projected. Sometimes I'm reminded by, like of Insidious, like, why? And I'm like, hell nah. Did you ever watch Insidious?
So, I'm going to pretend like I know what you're saying, because I know the, I understand, like, the concept of the movie. I've never seen that movie.
Me and my sister, for some reason, were, like, really, really into that whole series. Like, we just went to the movie, like, theaters a couple, like, a year or so ago when the last one came out.
They're making more of those?
They're done now.
How they many are
at there? Least they fucking should be. Five.
You're gonna say like three.
There's
five of those.
That was five.
Okay.
But like, you understand the premise of that. This little boy doesn't even know that he's doing it. And yeah. It's like, I'm pretty sure they even say it in the movie where it's like, there's places in your dreams that we're not supposed to go. And like, when you go, you're like fucking, I don't know, trapped in a cage by a weird looking demon.
Right. Oh, that's, ugh.
Yeah. There is other times, though, that I'm curious to be like, well, what's out there? And, like, wonder what it would be like to have control over your subconscious. I think the thing that, like, pretty fucking womps is that we still know nothing about the brain. And I'm peeved because I would rather learn more than build a house on the moon.
Well, yeah.
So
I was like, you're building a house on the moon. It took me a second to get to what you were saying.
I'm not building a house on the moon.
Fucking A right, though. I'm going to need everyone to take what Sam just said. Send it to your local representatives.
No more houses on the moon.
We need
study
sleep
brain.
Paralysis research, and we need to stop sending shit to the moon. It's not the moon that we need to worry about, actually, but like, still.
I mean, whatever other planets exist, Mars. Let's just pretend they don't.
Mars is where the rich people's going.
You can't.
Cool. I'm gonna go pee on it first, and then I can't fucking live there because I'm gonna be like, "That's my moon."
I don't want to go to Mars.
There's no reason for it. Yeah, we could just whatever.
I don't want to go to Mars.
Beyond fixing, like
I'd rather go to the moon if we have to. If we have to pick one,
cool. But can we reenact that scene from Even Stevens before we go?
What?
We went to the moon. In 19, it's like when Ren.
Nope.
Ren was supposed to do a project and then it didn't, so she just wrote a weird song. And like the only fact that she had was that we went to the moon in 1969.
Just keeps repeating it.
Yep. That's why we made a landing that was lunar.
I didn't really watch Even Stevens, I'm not gonna lie.
My older sibling was like way too into Shia LaBeouf. It's actually like hilarious.
Still?
I think they fell off a little around the elevator time.
That's disappointing.
Around the 24 hours in an elevator, but
I forgot about that.
But I mean, if you guys have weird sleep disorders and sleep paralysis happens to you, I hope it's Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
What? Just that's
I. You weird. Know what I want? I want my sleep paralysis demon to be Gravedigger with Shia LaBeouf riding it.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna fucking,
can
I hope
wearing,
it
like,
kills
a Dale
me.
Dale Earnhardt hat just so we can just tie it all together?
Nah, dude, it's gonna be Speedo only.
Can it be a Dale Earnhardt Speedo?
Sure, man. If that exists, let's go.
I mean, you just gotta pop a three on that baby. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I hope for, and I hope it fucking kills me, because if I wake up and I see that, like in my room, I hope it runs me over because I'm like, I'm never going to be able to recover from that.
I feel like you'd be able to move because you'd be like having to throw up the horns. Like your body would just be like, we're doing it.
It's the last thing that happens before it runs me the fuck over.
You get run over. You wake up as you're slowly dying. You just go, hell yeah.
Yeah. So like the one thing I did want to add was like, I was talking with somebody recently who experiences like sleep related problems.
Sure.
And they were talking about how when they were younger, they had this thing happen to them that were like shadow people related. And it was wild because they were telling me this story and it was like kind of like really fucking close to most of the stories that I had read in that original shadow person book that I read a while ago.
Sure.
Like they were telling me it and I was just like remembering the things that I read and I was like, this is crazy that like this phenomenon happens to like everybody.
Like a lot. Yeah. A lot of fucking people experience like, I think the crazy thing is that like, especially since we do so much research about cryptids. Research about cryptids. Research about like cryptids and like aliens and like ghosts, where it's like, even if you're talking about the same thing, there's a lot of variation.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's a lot of these are like umbrella things, but like, there's so much variation. It is really fucking wild.
Yeah.
How narrow the like parameters of this are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, yeah, like we all have the same thing. Like you might not experience this one thing, but you experience every other thing.
Yeah.
So, but there's so many people who are like, oh no, Bigfoot looks like 15 feet tall. And like, oh no, Bigfoot's actually 6 feet tall. Like there's just like huge variation in everything else that we look at that is kind of crazy how this is just so motherfucking specific.
Yeah, dude. Like, and the story that they told me too happened when they were younger, which well, like... Like
more
is,
people experience sleep paralysis than see the Jersey Devil.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, this is like not only very similar, but also way bigger.
Yeah. I just think that like, I don't know, maybe it's not talked about as much because there are these like, you know, scientific ways of explaining, oh yeah, well, it's intruder hallucination. It's like, well, who the fuck was like... Oh yeah, you feel somebody in your room because of intruder hallucination. I got
sure,
it.
Sure.
Like
that's
it just feels so like
thing.
Like I don't know, that just feels so weird. Like it just feels like, I don't know. Not that there's like a weird big conspiracy to cover up shadow people.
No, that's what it is though.
Yeah, dog.
I was going to try to hook it to another conspiracy theory, but the one that came to mind is the Trader Joe's parking lot one, and that's not an actual conspiracy
theory. I don't know what that is.
They make Trader Joe's parking lots small, so they look busy.
Oh.
It's a Kyle Kinane joke.
Oh, don't know. I wish yeah. I did. Then I would feel less dumb.
But...
Yeah, like, that story was just, like, that they had told me, like, was just so much, like, of what I had read on there, and it was, like... You know, I don't know if they want me to talk about it, so I'm not going to say anything about what had happened to them, but right. It's just like, it was like so creepy, like hearing it when I was like, yo, like I literally read this. And like the reason why I brought up it was because when they were younger is because it's not even like they could read something like that and then go and have that experience and be like, oh my God, like...
Right, it's not a Lifetime movie where they, like, saw it on the TV and then went and acted it out in real life because they're a crazy nut.
Yeah,
and
or like, it just, like, subconsciously, like, I read this thing.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like, and then later you realize, like, oh, this person's quoting this thing verbatim.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know, that's, it's weird.
It always, I always wondered, like, why little kids, like, why some of their dreams and stuff can go so dark when they haven't experienced much of life. Like, it was something...
Oh, why
like,
did you have to do that to my brain, dude?
I don't know, it's something I've been thinking about for a while.
Yeah, like, why, little kids have nightmares. Where does that come from? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck!
You haven't experienced, like, a lot of life. I mean, I understand that things are scary and hard to understand, but, like...
But not in that, like...
Not in the way that it's like somebody is sitting like, on top of me. Like,
traditionally horrific.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you could take a nightmare from like any person and be like, let's make a horror movie out of that.
Yeah.
That's what nightmares are. Mm-hmm. Like, and like, you're right. Like for a 3 to 4 year old child to wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, dude, all you do all day is watch like Sesame Street. By the way, the writers on strike. So
the writers on strike for Sesame Street.
We're boycotting. Yeah, we're boycotting.
Are we boycotting all Jim Henson?
No, it's a. I know it's a Sesame Street thing. I don't know.
Wait, Sesame Street isn't Jim Henson. I just always assume that all Muppets. Yeah, it's just not all Muppets, all puppets.
I'm trying to remember what this article said. The article was, is it Sesame Street, maybe the studio or something. So like, maybe I'll look into that and give you better information. But that's the thing. Why'd I bring it up? These kids are only watching Sesame Street. And then all of a sudden they're dreaming about like, fucking, even if it's like a fucking dragon. Like, yeah. You just, where'd you get that, kid?
Yeah, it's like...
Well, like, that is wild.
Yeah, like, what part of your what part of your brain decided that this dragon that you have seen maybe in, like, cartoons is now going to be an evil dragon?
Is now scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe you've seen Shrek, the dragon's not mean in that.
Nope.
I guess in the first one, she's a little scary, but then she's donkey. Saucy. Donkey's like, I love her.
She's saucy, she's not
when they
scary.
Introduce her, she does come out and go, ah.
Yeah, and then she literally tries to fuck a donkey.
She successfully fucks
That's
a donkey.
That's true, you're right.
We're doing really good with the references today. I think we're dating ourselves with these references too. Like,
I know.
We're so obviously fucking 30. Like,
all right. Well, that's it. That's all I got.
That's it. This is a good one.
Yeah. Shadow People Part 2.
Shadow fucking People Part 2. Go listen to Part 1. But all right. I mean, it's good. Good. Like, I mean, I know we've had another couple two-parters, but like, nice end of the series.
Yeah. I mean, for now. I might change my mind later.
Yeah, whatever. Nice moment of the series.
Yeah.
but yeah, all right. So we love you. You know, we love you guys. You're really nice people.
Yes.
That's how we end the podcast.
Good night.
So
signing off.
Yeah, so what do we got? Instagram, area_215. Go follow us. Go like our stuff. Go comment. Go share.
I was waiting for you to be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you can listen to us on like all podcast formats. Please like rate and review us. It helps. One time we got on Apple's top 10 and we want to do that again.
Yeah, so, I don't know how that happened. That was cool.
Yeah, I literally think it's just because people were nice enough to like rate and review us. So like, seriously, it does go a long way.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/area215 for all the cocktail recipes and bonus shit that we put up.
Mm-hmm.
We got t-shirts. We don't have stickers anymore. Those are gone.
We can always get more stickers.
But yeah, hit us up for t-shirts. Just like, DM us, I don't know, and email us at area215pod@gmail.com. Send us, like, you know, I don't know, pictures of ghosts that you found in your backyard. Maybe write me a story about an interaction that you had with, like, a cryptid. Can be sexy, can be real.
Have you been fucked or sucked by an incubi or succubi?
Fucking... What a way to say it that made it move when you said it like that. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I did get somebody recently who texted me some of their like ghost experiences. So like, if we can get a couple more of those, we can just make a whole thing about it.
I also have somebody who like gave me a bunch of stuff and like was weird about permission for it. Like, I was like, is it okay if I like... I tried to get them to come on. I don't think it's going to work. But I was like, is it okay if I, like, use these stories? So hopefully also we can get those ones. So
yeah. If you got a ghost story, just fucking tell us about it. I don't know. Just for funsies.
Yeah, we don't even have to talk about it. We just want to hear your stuff.
Yeah. I want to hear that there's something on the other plane.
Yeah. Touch my plane. All right.
All right. I'm going to go to fucking sleep because I'm goddamn motherfucking tired. And I hope to fucking Christ that... Lord Almighty,
mm-hmm.
that the Gravedigger and Shia LaBeouf come and get me tonight.
All right, well, does Gravedigger have like a slogan?
I don't remember.
Pretend we said whatever Gravedigger says.
Room, room.
And we love y'all. Obviously, Thomas, motherfucker.
See you guys in another dimension. Sam Hot Vodka, fuck. Signing off. I don't know. I don't. I've fucked that up.
Punisher following them.
See ya.